Good morning and welcome to today's podcast for January 24th, 2005. Let's start the week off with a comment from Amy regarding last week's podcast on apophenia.
Hi, Scott. This is Amy Guerin of Contentious. That's blog.contentious.com. I was just listening to today's podcast where you were talking about the word apophenia. That's a very cool word. I like that a lot. And I just wanted to let your listeners know about a couple of things regarding that word that they might not be aware of. First of all, on the Tech Nation series of interviews that's on IT Conversations, a while back they interviewed the science fiction author William Gibson. I believe that interview was done back in December. And apophenia is a key theme in that new novel of his, and it sounds very cool. Also, apophenia is a key theme in one of my all-time favorite books, Foucault's Pendulum by Umberto Eco. They don't use that word, but man, if you want an experience of apophenia, read that book. Big time. Anyway, I just wanted to say I love your show, Scott. I am a word geek myself. I even have a category on Contentious called Word Geek, and I also own the domain wordgeek.com. Anyway, thanks. I listen to your show every day, and I'll keep listening, and I'll tell my readers about it too. Bye.
Thanks, Amy, and be sure to check out Amy's blog and subscribe to her podcast at blog.contentious.com. So today's word is contentious, C-O-N-T-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. It is an adjective that describes someone or something that is likely to cause an argument, often a tired or pointless argument. Reading through Amy's blog and listening to her podcasts, I don't think Amy's arguments are tired or pointless. Be sure to check out her site at blog.contentious.com or at WordGeek. You can subscribe to this podcast at todayspodcast.com. Questions and suggestions are always welcome at scott@todayspodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and please tell your friends about podcasting.